We are in a season of signs and wonders. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, it says that in the last days, God is going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. In verse 19, it says this, "And I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below." Wonders in the sky above and signs in the earth below. You know, God is giving us signs and wonders. He gives us signs so that we will wonder, I think. And but signs point to the Lord, gives us something to look to for a destination. Where are we going? That's what a sign is useful for, is to point us to where we're going or to confirm our direction. And so God's giving these signs. I also want you to look at Isaiah 7. It says in verse 10, it says, "Then the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, ask for a sign, ask for a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. And then he said," this is Isaiah speaking to him on the Lord's behalf, "listen now, O house of David, is it too slight a thing for you to try the patience of men, that you will try the patience of my God as well?" The prophet, at the word of the Lord, told him to ask for a sign, but he didn't want to ask for a sign. And then the Lord said, look, you're trying me, you're testing me by not asking for the sign that I asked you to ask for. So there are times when God wants us to expect signs, to even ask for signs. And I think that we're in one of these seasons right now. A number of months ago, we became aware that God was doing something spectacular in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And we had heard that gemstones were falling into a couple's backyard and that they seemed to be brought by an angel. We're going to hear more about that. In fact, I'm going to lead you into a clip right now because we sent Shirley Ross, our producer, up to Coeur d'Alene to have a look at these stones. And she did like the whole background on them and that. So we're going to show you a bit of that clip right now.
Well, we come home from work and I was getting out of the truck. The wife was coming out of the house because she comes out every night and helps me get my lunch pails and stuff in. And she seen it fall. And I turned around and took two steps and seen it laying on the ground and picked it up. I said, look at this. And then we started getting excited. And she kind of said, well, didn't you throw it? And I said, how can I afford to throw things like this? They're magnificent. They're brilliant. And we run into the house, and the wife calls Carrie and John at the church, and come to find out they were waiting for all this to come to pass. And they just knew for sure that we were the ones that had the results of the blessings coming. It was awesome. And then two nights later, the angel come across the front of the porch here, and I jumped up out of my chair, and I told my wife, I said, did you see that? And she says, yes. And I said, did you see a drop? And she said, yes. And we run off the porch, and I pick up the second stone, which was a clear one, and we're standing there in awe. And we get down on the grass and we're looking, and the wife looks just a little beyond me, and she picks up three more stones. And then we were looking more because we thought a whole bunch of stones, you know. And then I pick up a red one. So there was five stones that night. We run into the house, immediately call our leadership and say, hey, it's happening again. A couple nights later, I come home. And I got out of my truck and I grabbed my lunch pail and my coffee cup, and I turned around to pick my big lunch pail up out of the back of my truck, and this angel's standing there. She was standing about right here. She had one hand down and she had her hand closed. And she reached her hand out like that, and I reached my hand out and she dropped a stone, and then she smiles at me. And it was one of them smiles that I got you. And I'm sitting here shaking, and I'm yelling for my wife to come out. And I turn around, and when she comes
She comes out the door, and when I turn back around, she's gone.
What does she look like?
She's not old, but she's ancient. She's not wearing white. It's not blue, but it's pink. But it's not pink. It's white. It's like holding a pearl in your hand in the sunlight, and watch it glisten from blue to orange to yellow to that's the color of her clothes. And her hair's not blonde, but it's not brown. It's not white. It's almost golden. It's magnificent. See, look at that. Look at it fall. Do you see it?
Talk about her. She drops gold on you.
Yeah, do you see it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that amazing?
When this happens, can you feel it? Is it something that you actually feel?
I don't feel it. I just get it in my food and stuff like this. It happens in the stores, in the restaurants, everywhere I go. If people say something about God and His blessings, I get manifested like this. You know how much of this I've washed down the drain?
How much?
Bunches.
Have you ever collected it?
Yes, I have.
Did you get it analyzed or anything?
It's gold. A man from our church has looked at it. And it's literally flakes of gold in a crystal form. And he's totally amazed with it.
The way these things have appeared, and just the whole, the whole setting around it, kind of says to me where they came from and what they are. They're perfectly clean, which, doesn't occur in a natural stone. The first thing a gemstone dealer looks for when he wants to buy a stone is to check it for flaws. And when he sees those flaws, he knows it's a natural stone. You know, there'll be little pieces of carbon in a diamond. There'll be little feathers, they call them inclusions. And so a naturally occurring stone will have the right specific gravity. It'll have the right light refraction. It'll have these little tiny flaws in it that are natural. And these stones don't have that. They're perfectly clear. But they also don't have the kind of inclusions you find in some man-made stones. They don't have little bubbles. They don't have little tiny pieces of aluminum that didn't quite get, all the way formed and into crystal. And so, they're from all aspects, that we've looked at without actually going in and starting to take them apart, dissolve them in acid, and shoot them on an atomic absorption machine to try and find out exactly what they are. They just don't fit. I mean, they don't fit in any of the slots. And so the couple of gemologists that have looked at them have said, we don't know what they are.
Welcome to God Talk. I'm so excited to have Carrie Browning here, who is one of your pastors. Carrie and Mike and John and Ruth are pastors of your church, Terry. And you've been watching this whole thing transpire, and we're so excited to have you here, Carrie. And of course, I've known you for a number of years. Yes. And know you as a very awesome woman of God who has stewarded the prophetic better than anyone that I know, and I'm not exaggerating that at all. But what I find so exciting is that these gemstones fell in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Idaho is called the gem state. And so can you comment on that? Do you think that there's any, is God having fun or what's happening here?
I do think it's significant that Idaho is the gem state. Actually, the day the first gemstone fell, we told someone that we were believing for this manifestation because we had heard about it happening in other places. And we said, Idaho is the gem state. And so I think it's significant that we're getting 50-carat gemstones falling in Idaho.
It's just amazing. And we've been able to put this out over the website, the testimony, but everywhere we go, yes, we are seeing the gemstones fall. In every meeting that we've done over the last couple months or so, every place, every meeting, someone gets a gemstone of some form or fashion. And it's a sign and a wonder, isn't it? God's doing incredible things. Now, Carrie, you've known Terry and Jerry for a while, and you know them to be credible people. This is one of the things that people say. They say, well, maybe, you know, maybe someone could just throw the stones out into the yard or whatever. And so, I mean, for someone to do that, they've got to be a bit wacko.
Right.
So you know the character of these people. Can you tell us something about what you know about Terry and Jerry?
Well, I've known Terry and Jerry for a few years now, and they are amazing servants, and they walk in humility and integrity, and just anyone that knows them knows that this is credible, knows that they would never fabricate anything like this, and very credible, very humble servants.
Awesome. And you've been in the same church for a number of years, and you've known your pastors, John and Ruth Filler, for, what, 30 years, is it, or something?
Yes, I went to school with John.
That's great.
Years and years ago.
Isn't that great? I just so appreciate loyalty. That's one of the attributes of the Lord that I love so much. And so I appreciate that. And I've heard great things about you and your wife, your humility, your servanthood, and how you've never actually wanted to be in the limelight or anything. You're like background people, but God seems to have another plan for you right now.
Yes. And from day one, from when the stones, we have run directly to our leadership and got under the covering of the our leaders, not just one, all of them, and the leaders of the church. Mm-hmm. We under this, we do nothing with the stones without the leadership approval and support and prayer.
Wow. Bless your
and,
heart.
And there's times that they want to do stuff that me and Jerry let's stand back and go, we're not sure. But our leadership steps in, and they guide us. They've been wonderful here in the last few months of taking us by the hand and leading us into this,
precious.
New lifestyle.
It's really good to have accountability in the body of Christ. We really believe in good, strong accountability, so I appreciate your heart in that. And I know Carrie and Mike, and I know John and Ruth, and you couldn't have better leaders. They're just awesome.
We love them.
Upright people who love the Holy Spirit, who love the Word of God, and who have pastored so well. As we're sitting here, you're getting loaded with gold glitter. Now, you told me that this just happens from time to time.
Not from time to time. It's almost a daily occurrence.
Really?
It happens in Walmart. It happens at church. It happens in restaurants. It happens at my work in business meetings.
But, you know, these are like, it's a season of signs and wonders. Mm-hmm. And God's catching our attention. You know, he's saying, stand in awe of me, I think. Now, any sign can have many revelations behind it, just like the scriptures. Behind every verse of scripture, there can be layers of revelation, not just one. So, Carrie, what do you think God's saying about the gemstones? Is there anything that he's spoken to you directly that he might be saying as far as a message? Because when we get a sign, we've got to draw close to him. Signs aren't to be worshipped.
Right.
You know, so we draw close to him and say, Lord, you're giving us a sign. You want to speak to us, so what are you saying?
We've been getting so many layers of revelation about the gemstones. Scriptures are just coming alive to us. One scripture that I had decreed before the gemstones came was out of Zechariah 9 that says that we will sparkle in this land like jewels in his crown.
Wow.
And I really feel like that's part of the sign, is that we are his jewels, and he is causing his church to sparkle right now with the glory of
so
God.
So like, when you get a word like that, then, it's important that we embrace that right now. You're a champion at this. When you get a word from God, you embrace it. So, like, if that's one of the revelations, then we should be saying, well, God, I receive that by faith, because that's what Mary did. When,
yes.
when Gabriel came, she said, be it done unto me according to your word. So if we're to sparkle like gems or jewels, then I'm going to receive that for myself right now, saying, God, I want to sparkle for you.
Yeah.
And so we can receive that then if he's speaking that word, right?
Yes. And it goes on to say how attractive and how beautiful they will be. And I believe in the glory realm that God beautifies us. He's beautifying his bride. It says in Isaiah 61 that the bride will be adorned with jewels. And I also believe it's a sign that his coming is near. Wow. The bridegroom is coming, and he's preparing a bride. We must get ready now, and he's getting us ready.
And that's another thing that we can take note of, because it's not just like we can't let this thing just go by and say, oh, well, there's a season of gemstones. They're falling in meetings, falling in people's yards. Angels are bringing them. Isn't that nice? It's much deeper than that. We have to draw close to the heart of the Father and cleave to everything he's saying so that we'll be obedient, right?
Yes.
That's wonderful. What about you, Terry? Has God been speaking any specific word to you?
It's something from heaven that a person can put it in their hand. And it's part of heaven. They can close their hand around it and they can feel it. And it raises their faith just that much that healings start to happen. It's so awesome to watch somebody walk up and touch a stone and their eyes sparkle because you can see it whelm up inside of them of what God is doing. And every bit of this is for the glory of God. I had the gold dust fall on me at work, and a man come down, and he called me down to where his workstation was, and he questioned me about the gold dust at work. And I told him, I said, well, this gold dust is for you. And he looked at me, he says, for me? And I said, yeah. God is showing you he is real right here. And he started weeping. He gave his life to Christ.
Wow.
And he not only gave his life, that Sunday morning he took his whole family for the first time to church.
Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
You know, and it's not about me. It's not me. I was just the carrier of the gold dust. And that's what's so awesome about this. It's for you and everybody around us. And they can look at this and they can say, yes, it's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. Look at it. You can touch it. Yeah. You can feel it. And people's faith just rise.
Yeah.
And it starts bubbling. And when it does this, and it gets on everybody.
Yeah. And it's faith in God, not in the gem, right? It's like right away people think of the awesomeness of God. And you were sharing that since these gems have been falling, healings have been increasing. You were saying this morning, Carrie, that you've noticed a phenomenal increase of healings. So
yes. We actually, even before the gemstones came, we started seeing an increase in healing, but even more since they've come. I think it does elevate the faith level. People's faith just rises and they receive healing. It's not unusual for us to have several healings on a Sunday morning service. We've had 30 to 40 on a particular Sunday.
Really?
It's amazing.
Really? I've noticed that also. When the gemstones started falling, there's been, in our ministry, more salvations, more people filled with the Holy Spirit, and more miracles of healing.
Yes.
Miracles, the instantaneous ones.
Yes.
And we've seen an increase of all of it. So I think it might be a sign that the heavens are open.
Open.
Yes.
And that God's glory is being poured out. So, I mean, there can be many things the gems are saying, you know, like God's using. I mean, the gems themselves don't speak, of course. But God is speaking, using them as a sign. Now, you were sharing, Terry, that was it just yesterday you saw healing or just...
Yes, yesterday morning in our Sunday morning service, God started manifesting himself in the church, and I started praying for people and touched this one lady on the back of her neck. And I could literally feel the bone in her neck move.
Wow.
And I asked her, I said, you feel that? And she said, yes, I feel it. And you could, it was awesome. It wasn't me. The healing was there. I just happened to be standing there when it happened.
Right.
And it, We expect to have the dead rise.
Of course.
We expect for the blind to start walking, for the lame to get up and walk away, praising God. This is coming. We see it. We know it. We know it in our hearts that God loves us, and we're just reaching out for it. That's what we want.
What has changed for you since the gemstones have been falling? Has your whole life been turned upside down and inside out, or is it just business as usual, or what kind of things have been happening?
No, my life has been turned upside down. My whole household has been turned upside down. And when the gemstones originally started, I was step backish. I didn't want to be in the limelight. But my leadership has come alongside me, and I repented to God and said, God, I'm sorry for stepping back, but I if you want me down this road, I'll go. And it's hard sometimes when you see disbelief, but you only have to see one person get healed, or the sparkle in the little lady in the rest home who held a stone, and you see that life come back into her. It's worth it. It's worth every time somebody said something that they don't believe, or it's a hoax, or it's all fraud. So it has been worth it. It has. And if God wants us to travel this road, so be it. We will travel it.
You know, God always chooses individuals to break open new territory through. And just in meeting you and your wife, I just feel such purity of heart, innocence, humility, and incredible stewardship. And I can easily tell why God has chosen you. You're so humble. And I really appreciate that about you. And there's just more coming. You know, you've got precious faith. And for those of you that are watching this program, you know, this is the opening of the kingdom. It's a sign that's opened up. But there's so much more. There's so much more involved. There's so much more of heavenly glory that God wants to download, so much more revelation that He wants to impart in this hour. And so He's looking for hearts that are just open to Him. And He'll give the signs. It's like being on a roadway looking for a city. You're really happy when you see a sign that says, destination this way. But you don't stop the car and start worshiping the sign. You just are grateful for the sign, but you keep moving forward. Well, we're in a season of being introduced to realms of heavenly glory that perhaps never before in church history have the people of God been able to embrace so much. And the Lord will say to you, set your mind on the things above, where Christ is seated, and set your affection on those things above, you know, because that's what you're made for. That is what you are made for.